This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, so let's try to relax and pick some winners when it comes to baseball. But just know that baseball is a large sample size sport. So if you don't win them, sometimes that's just baseball. All right. So with that pep talk, let's go on to the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. We've got Yoshi Yamamoto starting for the Dodgers. He's 2-1 with a 3.54 ERA, squaring off with Zach Gallen, who's 3-2 with a 3.38 ERA. LA is -135 on the money line here. Arizona +110, total of 8.5 runs. Jenks, this appears to be a good matchup on paper. Is there a side or a total that you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go D-backs, first five run line at +125. And it's a plus, so you're getting a half run right if it's a tie, you win. And I'm just going to back Zach Gallen here. Look, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. Yamamoto has been very good, but I want to back Zach Gallen at home. When he is pitching in the desert, he is a moneymaker. 3-0 this season, an ERA of .053. Opponents are batting .172 against him. And when at Chase Field, the Diamondbacks average more than 4 runs a game in the first five alone. That is the best mark in all of Major League Baseball. Give me that plus money. Arizona first five run line is +125.
Yeah, I like that. Even though I would say that the sabotage factor is that Zach Gallen has had some tough starts against the Dodgers. And we know this is just a good Dodgers lineup. Sometimes they're going to rake. If you look at last year, which I know is last year, but he had a couple of starts. One, he went 4 2/3, gave up 5 earned runs against the Dodgers. And the other one, 5 1/3, and gave up 6 earned runs, along with 4 home runs. So maybe that is your sabotage factor. Zach Gallen is still a very good pitcher, and I would not be shocked if he has a good one, because he has had some other good ones against the Dodgers. If you look at 2022, he went 8 really strong innings, only 1 earned run. It's just not a game that I think I want to bet on. Maybe you go first five under if you believe in both of these pitchers, because Yoshi Yamamoto has been pretty decent as well. But still, this is a very good Diamondbacks lineup. So that's the sabotage factor if you are looking at a total. Next up, let's go to the Guardians and the Astros. Houston -175 on the money line behind Justin Verlander, who has a couple of starts this season and has been very good. 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA, a total of 8.5 runs. It's Tristan McKenzie that gets the ball for Cleveland. He is 2-2 with a 4.91 ERA on the year. Jenks, we have talked about Cleveland at big plus money, and maybe there's some value there just because it's a team that people don't normally think of as one of the best teams in baseball, but it's really hard to go against Justin Verlander, especially at home. Do you have a side here, or is there anything you think better should know?
Well, I am adjusting my play. I've done a little research on this during the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play this total down to 8 and then play the over, which is only -130. Here's the thing. Tristan McKenzie, absolute fade candidate, right? He hasn't gotten past the fifth inning. And, oh, he's done it one time this season against the White Sox. Good job, Tristan. The donkster could get past the fifth inning against the White Sox, okay? We know how bad they are. Conversely, yes, Justin Verlander is great, but he's due for a little bit of regression at some point. The Guardians' bats are really good, and even if Verlander goes for a little bit, then the Astros' bullpen takes over. They have one of the worst pens in all of baseball, so I think the Guardians could get some runs late. I'm going to go over 8 tonight in Houston.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think it's tough to depend on the Astros lineup because all of their advanced metrics are very good. It's wild to me that the Astros have struggled so much this season. When you look at their offensive numbers, like their WRC plus, top five in the league. If you look at their OPS, top five in the league. But yet the runs aren't there. Like they're bottom 15 when it comes to runs scored per game. So maybe if they can get things going and you talk about like a candidate for regression, well, the opposite is true for this Houston offense. So I'm just not sure what to expect here. But I think I would go maybe look at something with Justin Verlander. He's been really good. I know this Guardians lineup is pretty solid. Maybe you go under his earned runs, under 2.5 for minus 120, or go under his strikeouts because the Guardians just don't strike out a ton. Under 5.5 strikeouts for Justin Verlander is minus 150, which is pretty juicy. But the Guardians are a team that have the fourth lowest strikeout rate in all of baseball. So maybe there's a play there on Justin Verlander. Cubs and Mets squaring off as well today. We've got Chicago minus 120, New York even money at home. Total of 7.5, Shota Imanaga, a guy that's won me quite a bit of money so far this season. He's 4-0 with a sparkling 0.98 ERA facing Jose Muto, who's 0-1 despite a 2.86 ERA. Jenks, I have been looking at first five unders in this series so far. Do you think this is a candidate for another one?
I think it is, but I think more than that, I like the Cubs first five money line. I think I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Imanaga has been, man, a total of 3 runs and 5 starts. For the love of God, a span of 28 and two-thirds innings. And this is a Mets lineup that has hit for some power more recently. But we've seen, as you said, a couple of unders in the first two games of this series. So at least in this series, neither team is really hitting a lot. But every single game in which Imanaga has started this season, Chicago has won by at least 2 runs. I like the Cubs on the full game money line. It's cheap at minus 120, but I like them in the first five. I think I'm going to play it.
I think you got to do something to back Shota in some way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it's under his earned runs of 2.5, or you just take the Cubs. I would look at this Cubs lineup and say it's a pretty solid one, but in the recent stretch, they have had some trouble getting going, scoring 3 runs or fewer in 3 of their last 4 games, so maybe that's the sabotage factor. So I think I will go with another first five under for this matchup. If you can get an under 4, I think that's the way to go. I know the full game total is 7.5, so maybe it'll be a little juicy on that 4. But still, both of these offenses have kind of struggled. And I am expecting Shota Imanaga to shoulder quite a bit of the load in the first 5 innings. So let's go Shota. Let's go first 5 under between the Cubs and the Mets. Jenks, we are running out of time, but do you have a play in the Yankees and the Orioles? This series has had some trash talk. Kind of liked it.
Oh, well, here's what I would say. Corbin Burns was born on October 22nd. That means he's a Libra.
Oh.
He's deeply emotional, highly sensitive. He's going to be in tune with what his team needs tonight in Baltimore. Luis Gil, born on June 3rd. He's a Gemini. Childlike curiosity is a man's game. Orioles money line is the play.
Childlike curiosity. Not something I expected to hear in an MLB handicap, but here we are.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.